From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. Paisley Park, Prince's sprawling compound outside Minneapolis, will open as a museum in the fall. The late musician's 65,000-square-foot mansion, complete with recording studios, will be the main event, stocked with all things Prince. And for a hint of the ambition here, the property will be operated by a subsidiary of Graceland Holdings. Yep, that Graceland. Marketplace's Rima Crace reports.
It won't be tough to fill the new Prince Museum. There's his wild wardrobe, dozens of instruments, motorcycles, awards, artwork.
It keeps his name alive. It keeps his music alive.
John Kellogg teaches business management at Berklee College of Music. He says the museum, where tickets will cost about $40, will also keep the money flow alive.
The more it generates interest in Prince's music, the more his music will be sold, the more it will be streamed.
And Kellogg says tourists could give a big boost to the local economy.
I think it'll be similar to what the Elvis Presley estate did with his museum, Graceland.
Graceland attracts more than 600,000 visitors a year, and it funnels more than $150 million into the Memphis economy. John Gerner heads the consulting firm Leisure Business Advisors. For Paisley Park to succeed, he says it needs to feel authentic.
It's so easy sometimes to go overboard. That's always a challenge for these kinds of attractions.
No word yet on whether the subject of this song will be in the museum. We'll find out when Paisley Park opens in October. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.